Israel's latest offensive against Hamas netted another suspected militant today. Israeli troops killed a wanted Hamas member near the West Bank city of Hebron. That brings to 8 the number of Hamas activists killed in the past 3 days. Hamas said it was responsible for an explosion in Gaza over the weekend that destroyed an Israeli tank and killed 4 Israeli soldiers. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Gaza that Israel's anti-Hamas campaigns have done little to erode the organization's strength.
On Sunday, 6 Hamas activists died in a mysterious explosion in Gaza. Hamas officials say they were preparing a new kind of bomb using a small unmanned drone. The plane was on the ground in Gaza City when it exploded. Hamas officials said Israel booby-trapped it. The Israeli army would not comment. The 6 men were buried in a mass funeral yesterday, attended by thousands. Dozens of young men, their faces covered with black ski masks, fired their guns into the air and called for revenge. More and more Palestinians in Gaza say they support Hamas's resistance to the Israeli occupation. A few hours later, at the site of Sunday's explosion, hundreds of Palestinian men sit on white plastic chairs under a colorful banner praising the death of one of the 6 men, Iyad Shaladan. The blaring music promises that the martyrs have gone to heaven. Iyad's father says he is happy about the way his son died.
We are proud. This is for us a gift from God that our son became a martyr.
Palestinian Legislative Council member Ziad Abu Amr says Palestinian support for Hamas has increased dramatically in the past 2.5 years of Israeli-Palestinian fighting. He says the end of the peace process and corruption within the Palestinian Authority have attracted many to Hamas. Even more important, he says, Hamas has come to symbolize Palestinian strength in the face of Israeli attacks.
It was the kind of retaliation they psychologically at least needed to feel that they are not weak. Hamas provided that projection of force.
Hamas has also established a network of schools and free clinics and offers financial support to many of the ever-growing numbers of poor families in Gaza. Hamas spokesman Mahmoud Zahar says Hamas is prepared to challenge Yasser Arafat for the Palestinian leadership.
If we succeeded to eliminate occupation and to achieve liberation, any area of Palestine, we are ready to participate in election for a state, not for autonomy. And we have all the facilities to be an alternative.
The growth of Hamas puts Arafat's Palestinian Authority in a difficult position. If Arafat tries to stop Hamas attacks, as Israel has been demanding, he risks confrontations with his own people. If Hamas continues to gain strength, it could pose a real challenge to Arafat. Rashid Abu Shabek, the head of Palestinian Preventive Security in Gaza, says he has acted to stop Hamas rocket and mortar fire on Israel. But he says the Palestinian Authority cannot crack down on Hamas. And for that, he blames Israel.
When the Israelis did not respect the agreements, and with all of this, their aggression now, did create the situation where Hamas became dangerous for us and for them. And whenever we go back to the political line and the peace process again, we will have the ability to stop Hamas or other parties who could harm the peace process.
Israeli officials say they are determined to stop Hamas. And here in Gaza, Hamas supporters say every Israeli strike against them only makes them stronger. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Gaza.